Okay. Girl? Girl? Oh, hi. Hi. I've got a Corella here. Well, I don't know. It was found. It was found. Yeah. And I don't know if it's sick or not. It doesn't look like it's got any that feather beak thing, because it doesn't look like that. But it's got its beak's a little bit long. And its poo is a bit runny. It's like a darkish runny colour. And it was found just sitting on the grass, like tucked up, like how they go to sleep, you know, during the day. And I've had it in a cage here, and it's eaten a bit of seed. And drank a bit of water, but I don't know if it's a pet. It doesn't. Well, it's not like super frightened, but then if they're not well, then they don't. That's right. No. I've got it in a cage. No, I'm not that far. Yeah. Because I come to you guys. I've got ringneck parrots, so I've got it separate, just in case, you know. And I thought, So it'll be warm and comfortable there. Yeah. Because I hate to see anything suffer. You know. Yep. What time will the vet be there till? Right. Okay. All right. Well, I'll get it. All right. It's like in a bigish cage. It's the only thing I had on hand. So I'll just get someone to help me put in the back of the car, and I'll come straight away because I don't want to see it suffer. If it is. Yeah. I'm not that far. I'm Roval, but I'm straight down Dorset Road. That would be great if she could wait. And hey, if you have to put birds to sleep, how do you do it? Yeah, and it's like, you know, it goes peacefully. Yeah, that would be, I mean, even when I go on, when I have an operation, they give me that calming, that needle. No. Yeah, it's got a very short tail, and it's got a bit of red on its, you know, cheeks and that. All right, well, ask her to wait, and I'm coming. I'll get a neighbour to help me just quickly put it in the back of the car. And thank you. I won't be long. Okay, bye.